Now, while state and local governments are putting forth plans to reopen their economies, many small businesses continue to face major financial challenges due to public health measures still in place. One source of assistance is the Small Business Administration, which is expected to get an infusion of more than $300 billion from a new relief package in Congress. The House is passing that today. President Trump says he'll sign it. The money will help fund the Paycheck Protection Program and economic injury disaster loans, which ran short on money after being established in the previous recovery bill. They're not the only resources available through the SBA, though, so right now we're taking a look at what help is out there for small business owners. Robert Scott is the SBA's Region 5 Administrator for the Great Lakes region. He oversees the delivery of financial assistance for states, including Wisconsin. Rob, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Before we get into the help available, Rob, it's no secret small businesses are getting hit hard right now. What do things look like from your vantage point?
Well, certainly with the Paycheck Protection Program and the $349 billion that the SBA guaranteed in 2 weeks, we did more guaranteed loans in 2 weeks than we did in 14 years. So it shows the need. It also shows the effort by lenders and then certainly the U.S. Small Business Administration to certainly provide help for those small businesses and nonprofits that need it. We are expecting that Congress, they're literally voting right now, is going to reappropriate more funds for the PPP program since it was successful and is showing definite results for its entire purpose.
If a small business owner is out there listening and thinking, hey, I didn't get in that first round, I want to, once this thing passes, I could really use this. What do they do? How do they apply to get on board here?
So it is not a direct lend from the U.S. Small Business Administration, so you would need to go to your local lender. Now, the great thing is at sba.gov / paycheck protection, we actually have a kind of Google map that you can, there's a link that says find a lender. You click on that, you type your zip code in, or whether you, where your business is located or where you are located, and you will be able to find lenders in your region that are currently offering PPP applications so that they can submit it to the U.S. Small Business Administration.
So in some cases, that might be a bank that the business already works with, but it's not necessarily the case. Not every financial institution is participating in this. Is that right?
The vast majority of them, we have now over 5,000 lenders across the country that are participating in the PPP program, but that there are some that are not. But I would say the vast majority, from your major lenders, banking institutions, to credit unions, to community banks, and then there's also some fintechs like PayPal and Cabbage that are also offering PPP loans.
If I'm this business owner, if I had applied through my bank previously, but the money had already been gone through, is my application still good for when this new round of money becomes available, this new round of loans, or do I need to start the process over again?
That is a discussion for the small business owner or the nonprofit to have with their lender. With the U.S. Small Business Administration, when we stopped taking applications due to reaching our appropriated amount on the first round of funding for PPP, there was no queue, there was no waiting line. We ceased taking applications, and everything that was in the queue filtered out and certainly has been dispersed. So I would, if I was a person in that situation, I would have a conversation with the lender that you put in your application to ensure that they are going to be putting it in for you.
We're talking to Robert Scott, the Small Business Administration's Region 5 Administrator for the Great Lakes region. That includes, not surprisingly, Wisconsin. We're talking about help available from the SBA for small businesses during the coronavirus pandemic and the shutdowns that are having a big impact on so many businesses. If you have a question, if you're a small business owner yourself or you work for or with one, love to hear from you at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Rob, a lot of focus, of course, on this appropriation from Congress for these loans. That's not the only thing the Small Business Administration does, of course. What are some of the other things that you do that either directly or indirectly might help small businesses here?
Certainly. Now, obviously, you know, a small business nonprofit, they have a lot of capital needs right now, so they need money. So one is obviously the PPP program, but we also have what is called the Economic Injury Disaster Loan that is also available. That is actually a direct lend from the U.S. government for folks that are obviously being injured by this current COVID crisis. So that is another capital program that we certainly offer, since Wisconsin has been designated as a state that can apply for an economic injury disaster loan. Additionally, we have our traditional SBA products, 7A programs, which, you know, folks can go to an SBA lender, and there are existing SBA lenders that are still offering typical like express loans and whatnot, all the way up to $5 million. That one can certainly apply for. Additionally, we have what is called bridge loans that you can get from an SBA express lender of up to $25,000 of quick cash that certainly can be injected. And then finally, we have what is called SBA debt relief. So if you are a current SBA loan holder or going to get a new SBA loan, your payments, principal, everything is deferred for 6 months. No need to pay until 6 months after you get the loan or since the crisis has been declared. Additionally, we do have district offices in Wisconsin. We have one in Milwaukee and in Madison. Certainly, we have staff on hand that will help navigate any issue that a small business or nonprofit has. We do have other state resources that we can certainly point a small business owner to through the Small Business Development Centers, the Women Business Development Centers, and other state and local resources.
Right. If somebody needs, instead of or in addition to these kind of bridge loans or other loan products that you work with, they need advice and counseling. Is that something you either provide directly or some of those other organizations you just mentioned you'd be able to refer a business owner to?
Both, actually. So we actually offer our own through webinars on SBA.gov. We also work with an organization that I'm sure most folks are familiar with called SCORE. And then we also work with the business development centers in every state and locality that also offer hands-on business counseling. And again, all of this is what I like to say paid for already through tax dollars. This is all free to you as a U.S. citizen that you can use these resources. You might as well, you don't have to pay for them. You can sit at your home and stream them on your computer.
Yeah, where do people, how do people get in touch with you if they want that kind of information and advice?
Certainly, you can go to SBA.gov. There's a host of information on there. There's a little feature that you type in your zip code, and it will actually give you the district office information there in Wisconsin. Additionally, it'll also offer other local resources from small business development centers there in Wisconsin, and also the local SCORE chapters contact information as well.
We're talking to Rob Scott, administrator for the Small Business Administration's Great Lakes region, looking at the SBA's resources for businesses affected by COVID-19 and the shutdowns related to it. You can join in at 800-642-1234. If you're a business owner yourself, what kind of questions do you have? Are you curious about what types of assistance are available for your kind of business? What financial challenges are you seeing this time? Have you used services that our guest was talking about or gotten in on the loan program passed by Congress? Or do you provide this kind of advice with a state or an extension or a nonprofit organization yourself? Let people know what you do. Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas@wpr.org. We'll continue the conversation, maybe hear from you, coming up on Central Time. This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. We continue our conversation with Rob Scott with the Small Business Administration about resources available to small business owners. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Is that you? Do you have questions about what types of assistance are out there, who qualifies, how to apply? How has your business been affected during this pandemic and the shutdowns? How are you dealing with things? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. We'll go to your calls now. Bruce is with us in New Glarus. Bruce, hello.
Hello, how are you guys today?
Good. What did you want to ask about, Bruce?
Great. Well, it's an opinion slash conversation and then question. So I'm a small business, and I started the process like the week after they announced the first PPP loans. And the process itself reached a point where I actually had to have my accountant jump in because it was so complicated. So after we got through about 5 days worth of, well, this, we need this, we need this, and then I was approved. And now we're talking 3 weeks, and they keep telling me I'm approved, but on hold. So not to be negative Nelly, but are us small, really small businesses going to see any money on this, or is it just going to be, because I know a lot of the big corporations received theirs, which I'm okay with, but at what, I mean, is everybody going to get covered? And, you know, here we are almost 5 weeks and I'm still staring at no money.
Bruce, thanks for the call. Rob, Bruce saying he applied, he was approved, still no money.
So in the rules for the loan for any lender that is going to do PPP lending, from the date that they submit your application, sir, Bruce, into our system, the SBA system, they have 10 days from that submission of approval from us to the lender to, in order to close the loan and disperse all the funds to you as the small business owner. Note that this past Thursday, literally a week ago today, was when we ran out of funding at 10 a.m., a week ago today. So technically, if you were put in the very last moment on Thursday, they're still within that window of under the rules. What I would say, and my advice to you, sir, is have a conversation with your lender who certainly took your application and submitted it to us. If you do not get a satisfactory answer from them, I am going to give you contact information for our district office there in Wisconsin where they can follow up with your lender. Again, the number there in Wisconsin for the SBA district office is 414-297-3941. Again, have a conversation with your lender and make sure that, you know, everything is fine, and they're certainly going to disperse the funds to you.
Good luck to you. Can I read that number back? I got 414-297-3941. Did I get that right?
That is correct.
All right. Thanks again for that call at 800-642-1234. We'll go to Molly now in Weston. Molly, hi.
Hi. So I'm a very smallest of the small business. I'm a graphic designer and a very tiny print shop. I'm a one-man operation, so I don't really have any employees. So I did apply now for the second wave of the PPP loan for us smallest people, and I'm awaiting, working with my banker on that, and they're being really great getting me all ready for the second wave. So I'm thankful for that. But my question to you is, initially when this first started, on the SBA website, there was a place to apply for an economic injury disaster loan. And immediately I went through and applied for that, and I received a confirmation that said, you know, we received your application and we're processing it, or, you know, whatever. But I since then have not heard anything, and there's nowhere on the SBA website to plug in that confirmation number and see what the status of that loan is. And you don't hear anything anymore about the economic injury disaster loan program. Everything you hear is always about the PPP loan program. So I'm just wondering, you know, kind of what's going on with that portion of the package.
Molly, thanks. Rob, what would you tell her?
Absolutely. So what she's referring to is in our disaster department, the economic injury disaster loan. And a part of that is there was a change mid-course under the CARES Act that Congress had made, which actually offered an advance option as well. So you would be able to actually apply for an advance on those funds and then overall apply for more funds for the injury to your business, whether you're, you know, an LLC, S-Corp, C-Corp, or as she described, like a sole proprietor, one type self-employment shop. So what I will say is that they are in process. There have been disbursements to Wisconsin, I know. What I'm going to do is give you our SBA customer service center phone number, where they can actually look up your application. And my computer just crashed, but give me 1 second. But basically, what the issue was is that there was overwhelming demand for this program. And again, right in the middle of it, we actually had issues, you know, when Congress had stepped in and changed the program. So we had to kind of delay the program in order to institute Congress's wishes. And then just so you know, that customer service line is 1-800-827-5722. There's folks there, and they actually are there right now, all the way up until 8 o'clock tonight, Eastern time, that will actually answer any of your questions. And you give them that confirmation number, and they'll be able to look up the status of your application. Again, that number is 1-800-827-5722.
All right. Hope that helps. Thanks for that call at 800-642-1234. We're talking to Rob Scott, administrator for the Small Business Administration's Great Lakes region, answering your questions now about coronavirus relief from the federal government and other services available from the SBA for small businesses. Back to your calls now. Ben is with us in Green Bay. Ben, hello.
Hello, how are you?
Good. What'd you want to bring up, Ben?
I just wanted to bring up that there's a lot of relief and resources about small businesses. My concern is that I'm a small business and I just started and I'm still in the red. You know, I'm not necessarily making a profit yet. Do you have any advice or resources on startup companies and what we should do through this?
Interesting, Ben. Thanks and good luck to you. Rob, what do you think?
I would actually contact our district office, and there's a lot of local resources for startups, specifically through the small business development centers that can certainly help you. The other thing is that you still can actually apply for both the economic injury disaster loan as well as the PPP program, depending on when your business started. So be sure to reach out to our district office. They'll help navigate that process for you. And the number there is 414-297-3941.
Thanks a lot for that call. We'll go now to, Joe is with us, Lake Halley. Joe, hi.
Hello.
What do you want to ask about, Joe?
Oh, sorry. I didn't know I was on yet. Yes, I have a rental property business. I own a few rentals. Actually, I live in Wisconsin now, but they're all over in Minnesota. And I actually attempted on a couple of those iterations of that disaster loan, and I thought I had a good app put in. It was actually the last version, I believe, that kind of three-pager. But the thing is, I don't really have a quantifiable damage yet. I do have, you know, some tenants that have been affected, and there is some rent that's not being paid, but I have been fortunately be able to, you know, pay all my bills this month. So I'm wondering, do I qualify and what I should do?
Joe, thanks for the call. Rob?
So you would qualify for an economic injury disaster loan. And what I would say is, again, call the customer service line. You can also, we're going to be opening it up for more applications since we're getting more reappropriated money for the program likely. So you'll be able to essentially modify your application if the injury, you know, is greater, certainly than, you know, what you basically speculated as. Unfortunately, on rental properties, if it's for the actual rental properties and not a management company, you will not qualify for the PPP loan due to it being passive income. I do know, again, there's a lot of local resources that you may be able to qualify for in order to kind of fill that gap, but you would qualify for the economic injury disaster loan.
Thanks a lot for that call, Joe. Lynn joins us now in Kewaunee. Lynn, hi.
Hi. I didn't apply for a loan. I don't need a loan. I'm a self-employed barber. And I finally got to apply for unemployment Tuesday. And I tried getting help online, filling it all out, but it was busy the whole time. So I did the best I could, and I was instantly denied because they said I didn't make enough money the last quarter of the year. But I didn't even fill that out because I haven't done my taxes for last year yet because of the extension to the 15th of July.
Lynn, thanks for the call, Rob. We're just about out of time. I know the unemployment, I think, is run through a different agency, but any thoughts for Lynn as a self-employed barber when it comes to loans or unemployment?
Absolutely. You would qualify, sir, for both the economic injury disaster loan and the PPP loan. Now, no, the PPP loan is a loan, but it's a forgivable loan, and it would be available to you as a sole proprietor, and it would provide you 8 weeks of essentially pay that you would be paying yourself with another, with 75% of the loan being part of that, and then 25% you could use for any expense associated with your business, making it 100% a forgivable loan. So I certainly encourage you, sir, to seek out your local lender and apply for the PPP loan.
Lynn, thanks for that call, and good luck navigating the unemployment situation if you keep working on that. And Rob, we're out of time. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Rob. Appreciate it.
That's Rob Scott, Administrator for the Small Business Administration Great Lakes Region, answering your question about different business loans and services available during shutdowns.